This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL, C-A-I. We'll tell you more about them in a little bit. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will continue taking your phone calls, and if we get a chance, we'll tell you about some of the controversy that's been exploding here recently amongst the activists in New Hampshire. But first, let's go to your phone calls, because you've been waiting patiently. Dan is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan. Dan in New Hampshire, going once.
At the end of the last segment, you had a question about a person who was suspected of having flu in the airport.
Yes.
And your question was, what are they going to do, force a vaccine or send them home?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, the answer I would think would be send them home, because if they're already infected with like the swine flu, then they're still going to be infectious if they have the vaccine.
That's a good point.
In fact,
well, they might do worse than that. They might quarantine the person. That actually mentioned in the story, just for those just tuning in, is that the government is putting into place procedures that will allow them to screen international passengers. So people both leaving and coming back into the United States will be screened for H1N1 flu. If you are spotted having flu-like symptoms, they are going to check you out. They may take your temperature. They may do other things to you. They may inspect
you. Take your temperature.
Yes.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Crazy. And then,
if you don't open your mouth, whether they put the thermometer.
Oh, my. Then they
get one of those little things in your ear.
Oh, okay.
They could do that. And then
it's not funny anymore, Mark. Thanks.
They may very well quarantine. It says right here in the story that you will possibly have questions asked of you. You'll be passing through a screening device, have your temperature taken, and possibly be quarantined if someone on the flight shows symptoms of H1N1. So I don't know if that means they're going to quarantine the entire flight or if they're just going to quarantine the individual that has the symptoms. But there's
what it sounds like,
right?
That they're going to quarantine the entire flight.
That's scary. I don't know what to expect, but I'm telling you that it's probably more likely that they will quarantine the person than just send them back home. And that's even more frightening. And what's more scary than that is that they're going to likely expand this out to domestic flights at some point. This is how they do it. They start over in this one area. They test the waters. They see how people accept the idea of some TSA bureaucrat snapping a glove on and going inside your mouth and popping a thermometer in your ear or whatever. And then they move it out. They expand the program.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other thoughts for us, Dan?
Well, that sounds worse than what I was listening to before the break. But, yeah.
Just give them time. They'll make it worse.
If somebody has the disease, the vaccine won't do anything.
Thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate it, Dan. I thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. We go to Jake in Missouri. Jake, you're on the Amp Line on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about an encounter I had with a New Hampshire cop here all the way down in Missouri.
How weird, right? Okay.
What had happened was it was kind of a friend of a friend, and he was visiting in town. And my wife had actually told me that there was a New Hampshire cop, at the bar with us, and he, the first thing I asked him was what he thought of the Free Staters. and first of all, I wanted to find out if he'd heard of, how familiar he was.
Sure he has. Sure
like,
he has.
Not being immersed in it like you guys are down in Missouri, I'm trying to feel, what is the, extent of, what kind of effect have you guys had on the cops up there? And he really didn't have a whole lot good to say about the cops. And the first thing
wait, point of information. Good to say
I'm
about
sorry,
the cops?
About the free,
okay.
I misspoke. I'm sorry, about the Free Staters.
Of course not.
He didn't have a whole lot good to say about it. And he kind of hemmed and hawed. And obviously he knew, I think he knew I was coming from a position of support of the Free Staters, which
mm-hmm.
I am. And the first thing he kind of brought up was the gun carrying, which I kind of found surprising. He did not think that anybody outside of the cops should be allowed to carry a gun.
So you said to him, so you carry a gun, but you don't think other people should?
Exactly. I mean, that's his position.
So he's elitist. That's not an anti-gun position. That's a pro-elitism position.
I agree with that. And I reminded him, well, there is, you know, the law says that, you know, but your law says that there is an open carry law. And he said, well, why would anybody outside of the cops want to carry a gun? And that's why I stopped them.
He must be from Massachusetts. He must have been a transplant, because you would think that a New Hampshire-born police officer would be more likely to understand. Because I can tell you that around here in Keene, they're very okay with the idea of people carrying guns around. There are different responses from different departments around the state of New Hampshire. We've seen from the activists that have moved here out in Manchester, they're constantly harassing the activists.
That's fascinating to me, too, because Keene is seen as a more liberal area. You know, that's sort of just the stereotype, is Keene is more liberal, and I think a lot of times it fits.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is surprising that there's, like, really just about, I can't think of an incident
Never
where
been
anyone's
issue.
Been challenged about having a gun.
I've been here 3 years, and when we did the ride-along with Shane Maxfield, he's one of the police lieutenants here in town, we did the ride-along with him, he addressed the issue, and he said, look, you'll never have any problem from one of our officers with that particular issue. And indeed, when Jesse, one of the activists here, was doing his illegal gardening event, he brought a rifle along with him to, you know, hunt gophers if they happen to pop up, I think is what he said, and they didn't even want the rifle when they arrested him.
I know, he got on desk for not getting Jesse's rifle, and I'm like, you arrested him. Why don't you take his possession and keep them safe for him? You know?
So they asked me to take the gun and take it away from there.
Yeah.
So it's just like they had the opportunity to even confiscate a gun right then, and in Keene, they didn't even take that opportunity. So
I mean, he left the gun sitting there. He's like, you guys left the gun back there. And I'm like, we left it back there? I'm just here with a camera. I didn't, you know.
Yeah, he was from Rochester. I'm not familiar with the layout of New Hampshire, but I don't know how close that is to Keene. But he certainly wasn't from Keene or anywhere really that I'd heard of. But, you know, he went on about that. And I finally told him, I said, listen, I'm not here to talk about the Second Amendment or the guns. Because, to be honest, the right, the conservative right, they kind of have taken it under their wing as a battle. To me, it's not – it's an issue, but I think that there is other issues to be fought. And that kind of segued into marijuana, and I know that's kind of a big thing that you guys, with the 420 smokes, or I guess the 420 smokeouts that you guys have been having.
Yeah, every single day.
Every single day, which is amazing.
It's happening in Manchester and in Keene. It started in Keene, spread to Manchester about a week after it started here in Keene. It's been going strong now for over 2 weeks. It's starting in Derry. They're going to start it.
30 people saying they're planning to attend, and that's just people who have confirmed.
Is that going to be a daily event in Derry?
I think that's the plan. I think that's the idea.
I know the Upper Valley area is going to have one on a weekly basis, I believe. That's going to be more of like a later event, not going to happen at 420, but they're going to do something. So it is spreading across the state. So what was your conversation there?
Well, I asked him to point to the victim, because I first came out in favor of the decriminalization or the legalization. I know over the past week, I know you've talked about the exact term that we're looking for, but you know, I talked to him about the legalization of it, and you know, of course, he was. And I specifically asked him about law enforcement against prohibition. That was how I segued into that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't familiar with it. He never heard of LEAP. Hmm. And, you know, so then I asked him to produce a victim for me. And then he started to tell me about how I could show you these studies where it's a segue drug into to harsher drugs. And I said, well, listen, for every study that you show me that it is, I'll show you one that it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, that doesn't fly with me.
Including the federal government, by the way, including the federal government's own Institute of Medicine study, I believe it was done in 1999 or 2000, around that time frame, where their own study admits that there is no gateway drug effect with marijuana.
It's really just, it's an incredibly well-known within the science community misinterpretation of the data to see it as a segue drug, because the whole notion of, you know, it's a sample error where you basically talk to people who have already segued, like people who are addicted to some stronger substance, and say, did you smoke pot first? But they don't talk to all the people who smoked pot and never segued. So it's
right.
They've basically set it up for
no control.
You
know.
I'll tell you what, I'll bring you back in a moment here, Jake. More with you, and more with Jake, and we'll talk about conversing with the police about drug decriminalization, drug legalization. If you can get a cop on board with law enforcement against prohibition, you've got a real win on your hands, but it's not an easy task in many cases. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three Sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three Sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, even a webcam, all free, and our brand-new Free Talk Live listen lines. Get all the details at listen.freetalklive.com.
AudiblePodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. those audiobooks, by and large, are unabridged, too. So it's hours and hours of content. You can try one out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That /FTL is your ticket to a free book. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, we're going to continue with your phone calls about what you want and go back to Jake in Missouri. Jake, you were at a local Missouri establishment hanging out with some friends. You then discovered that there was a New Hampshire police officer there, and the three of us doing the show, we are in New Hampshire. That's where we originate this program from. So we talk for often amount of time about some of the activism that's going on here because the Free State Project chose New Hampshire a few years ago as its destination. And, of course, the Free State Project is a movement dedicated to bringing as many liberty-oriented people all together to the same geographic area. There are nearly 10,000 people now who have signed, not quite 10,000, so you could be within the first 10,000, but who have signed up to move to New Hampshire. Hundreds of them have already made the move, us included. And so you decided to bring up New Hampshire to this New Hampshire police officer, and you specifically asked about the Free State Project and how he felt about the Free Staters. He responded that he didn't like that Free Staters, many of them, some of them, carry openly firearms, which is completely legal here in New Hampshire for anybody to do without begging the government for a permission slip. So you don't have to have a permit or anything like that to just open carry a firearm. And he kind of came from the authoritarian position of, well, only the police should be able to carry guns. The rest of you peons shouldn't be able to. And I think that's outrageous, and I think it's an indicator that he probably isn't a New Hampshire native. It seems pretty shocking that somebody who might have been born here would think that. Because
he's been knighted, and you're just a serf.
Right, but then you moved on to the drug war issue, and talking drug war with cops is always interesting. What was your conversation there, Jake? Go ahead.
Well, I started off with asking him about law enforcement against prohibition, and he told me he hadn't heard of it. You know, so then I then proceeded to ask him about, you know, if he could provide to me the victim of, you know, if you smoke marijuana, tell me the victim. And then he then, you know, it took, I mean, the conversation went on for a while, and he was getting frustrated, I could tell. He tried to provide some kind of diagram of telling me, you know, where the drugs come from or where they originate. And, you know, of course he...
Terrorists.
He demonized South America, of course, Colombia and Venezuela, and he basically drew this diagram of, you know, how many hands it touched, the dealers, and you know, where the manufacturers.
All of which is created by the drug war itself.
Sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, in the end, after, a 20, 30-minute conversation, he finally just, he lost it. I mean, it was amazing. The man went from... I gave him credit for having a civil conversation to out of control, left the conversation, it looked like he was about ready to snap because, and
jeez.
I think that this is because he has a brother that works for the military who's tasked with some kind of counter, you know, narcotic mission down in South America.
Right, like poisoning fields, that sort of thing.
Right, so it's... Yeah, so basically he felt that by my support, or I guess by those that do drugs, we've created the demand. Point of information, I don't smoke, it doesn't matter to me, but the people that have created the demand have somehow put his life in danger because he's now tasked with, you know, eradicating the drugs at their origin, you know, as though he could not say no to that. As
right. He chose that job. He picked that career.
Yeah. And he's blaming someone who's totally didn't cause any of that, and the actual source of it is the drug war itself that causes all those criminal elements to get involved in that.
So
and
he's saying... Right.
By that same sort of point of view, any woman who has a diamond on her finger is responsible for the bloodshed and the enslavement that goes on in Africa for the looking of diamonds.
Well, some people believe that.
Stupid. Well,
yeah.
I understand where they're coming from. Well, the problem is monopoly privilege.
Yeah.
In the case of diamonds, is monopoly privilege on the people that essentially own the land over there and treat people like serfs. And in the case of government, it's a monopoly privilege on being able to poison farmers' fields if they feel like it.
So let me see if I understood you here, Jake. You're saying the best this cop could come up with as far as an answer to your question of where's the victim as in regards to drug so-called crime was that his brother was the victim? because I mean, he's with the military?
His logic was not. Yeah, his logic was very flawed. I mean, it was very difficult to stay with him. We weren't allowed bar. I mean, it was kind of difficult to follow him. But I guess in the end, his big kicker was the fact that he got emotional when he thought of his brother was somehow. Well, he probably is in the line of fire because he's out there. You know, raiding these the traffickers down in South America, and you know, it's just a classic case of blaming the victim. And you know, when you force it underground, of course there's going to be alternative means of justice, and you don't have the any kind of court system to be able to rectify any kind of wrongdoings. It forces it underground. It becomes a problem, and he could not get past that.
You know, I hope you just enjoy that kind of argument, because I think someone like that, even having a discussion like that with a police officer, you have to go into it realizing that they are thoroughly entrenched in that. They're incredibly biased. The drug war is job security for him and his brother. It's kind of funny. He said, you put my brother's life in danger. Well, his brother chose that profession, and the profession was created by the drug war. So he could also complain that his brother would lose his job if the people were not doing the illegal drugs.
Absolutely.
He's entrenched, and really, I kind of think that those are, you can certainly have those discussions with cops and everything, but I think that the real headway is going to be made elsewhere, and then just putting pressure on the people that are entrenched like that, to make their jobs difficult, because they have a personal stake in it.
Right.
Great story.
And, he went on to almost blame me for the number of prosecutors and jailers that now have to put up with these people as though it's their fault.
As though they'd have a job otherwise.
Are you kidding? They love it. The prosecutors love the drug
job
war.
Security.
That's money for them.
Absolutely.
Anytime
absolutely
somebody gets busted. I was in an arraignment this past week here in Keene District Court where the entire courtroom was full of people. I mean, full to the point I'd never seen it that full. There were so many people in there. I don't know if you were there. Were you there for that one, Dale, Monday morning?
Yes.
They were lined along the side wall, along the back wall, along the other side wall. They were sitting in every single chair was filled.
We were joking that we were making little cha-ching sounds each person that walked away from the table.
Because, they always call them up for plea bargains first before they actually call the arraignments. And it's just crazy. And, of course, all of them are there. Most all of them, 80-plus percent, are there for completely nonviolent, peaceful acts like possessing a plant or a chemical. And it's just so outrageous. Thanks for the call. Thanks for having that conversation. I think that having these conversations are important. Even if the cops want to get upset and storm off, they're getting upset because they're feeling that cognitive dissonance.
You're right.
It's an important thing, I think.
And you got to find out where they're at and bolster them if they do feel the same way.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4 GB or 8 GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol. Far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It can be your program to take control of if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, sit back and enjoy. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner right at the top of the banner column at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. As we continue taking your calls about what you want, it's Steve in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Steve.
Hi. I got 3 points. The first one is, Ian, you remember Keith Malnack?
Keith Malnack, program director, former program director of our affiliate for Saturday nights in Charleston, South Carolina, WSCFM. Great guy.
Correct. Wow. He got terminated. And
yeah,
now he's working for Glenn Beck.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, good for
actually,
him.
Actually, it's his dream job. He loves it.
That's fantastic. You know, it's always wonderful when people get fired. And then they end up moving on to something that they otherwise wouldn't have had if they, for whatever reason, had ended up staying where they were. There's so many stories like that where it seems, in many cases, like it's the end of the world, but really it's just the next door is about to open for you. And that
exactly.
was that's great. What, so he's producing for Glenn Beck?
Yeah, he's a producer for Glenn Beck, which is really cool.
How did you find that out, Steve?
I talked to Kyle Mercier here locally.
You talked to who?
Kyle Mercier, he's 94.3 WSC.
Oh, okay. Very good.
And then, yeah, so...
Oh, so wait, are you in South Carolina or North Carolina?
South Carolina.
Oh, okay. They had you wrong on the call screen.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Cool, man. Well, that's great news. And by the way, Keith is a very liberty-friendly dude. He's probably still kind of more the conservative-leaning type. But
then he's in a good show because Glenn Beck is you know basically moving from conservative to libertarian.
Right?
And a lot of people in the liberty movement have been giving Glenn Beck trouble as though he's a plant by the government or you know he's meant to throw people off or something like that. I feel like he's on the same journey that most of us were on at one point or another and still are on.
I think you're right about that, Mark, but I think that, and I don't know, I'm not in Glenn Beck's position, but just kind of looking at it from the outside perspective, it's got to be more difficult to do that transition, to experience that transition in a position like Glenn Beck is in. I mean, Glenn Beck started in, he's been in radio for a long time. He's, I think he was, what, top 40 for a while, or a music DJ as I was.
He worked for the Clear Channel when we were down in Sarasota.
He was at Tampa.
There was a rebroadcast station that we had on the AM, so... You know, I sold Glenn Beck when he was just
a local show.
Yeah, local show.
He was a Tampa Bay show, and it was when he was in Tampa Bay that he started breaking out into national syndication, and he started getting really big in national syndication, and now he's the number three, I think, tied with Michael Savage for the third most listened to talk show in the entire country. It basically goes Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck. And so the guy's been in a major success story, and he's done it through the established system, which is it's not easy to do. There are a lot of conservative clones out there, Rush clones that are vying for second place, that are vying for third place. I don't think any of them ever think they can possibly supplant Rush Limbaugh himself. But in order to get up to the point where Glenn Beck is, he has to please the man, right? I mean, he's got to. You and I, Mark, doing Free Talk Live. Would never have made it to where Glenn Beck is if Free Talk Live stayed as it was, this open format panel discussion with a very pro-liberty essentially bent to it. I can see that as soon as we would have gotten out of Nights, which is where we started the show, and we still are doing the show at Nights, but they originally told us way back in the day when they took us off the air of the FM station that we started on, they told us, don't worry, guys, we're going to bring you back. And you actually weren't with the show at that time, but they told Free Talk Live at that time, don't worry, we're going to bring you back as our afternoon drive show, which was, to me, was just great news because we've been in evenings and more people listen in afternoons, and I thought, wow, that's awesome. Now, what they ended up doing was reneging on their promise. They ended up going with Sean Hannity's show, and Free Talk Live was just kind of left to the dust at that point, and shortly thereafter, I was let go from Clear Channel. I got a 4-week severance package, which was okay, considering I was not really a full-timer.
You worked for them for 8 years or something.
6 years, I think is what it was. But so then I took Free Talk Live, and it was that opportunity that opened up for me. I was then free to take my show and do what I wanted with it. I didn't have to stay within the corporate structure of Clear Channel to make Free Talk Live a success. Now, I don't think Free Talk Live could have stayed the way that it was had I stayed with Clear Channel. Had they put us on the air in the afternoon drive, I think it would have been the first week that we would have been called into the general manager's office, who was not the guy that got us started. It was a different general manager by the time they let me go. And so they probably would have called us in there, and they would have laid down the rules. Then we would have had to stick to the rules, because they had told us the rules before, but no one ever listened to the show. There was no program director for Free Talk Live at that time. So we just kind of got to grow the show without anybody saying, no, this is how you do it. No, you can't do that. This is how you do it. So we didn't have that with Free Talk Live, but you can damn well guarantee that a week into the show being in afternoons, they would have come in and they would have said, nope, you can't do this, you can't do this. Look, we've got these advertisers, we've got to please them, we've got to do this and this and this, and you're just going to have to change things.
You sure can't talk about legalizing drugs. You cannot talk about the government is bad.
Listen, kid.
About any of that stuff.
You want to make this show to national syndication, you'll do what we tell you to
do. You want to make this
show
to
next week.
It'll
be like all the other shows.
Yeah.
That's exactly how you get to the top, is by being just like all the other shows.
That's exactly
don't break
what,
any of the rules.
That's what they were telling us when they first gave us the rules. But as I said, no one was paying attention after they gave us the rules, because so I just ignored the rules that I didn't like. But that would have been completely different had we gone. So what I'm saying is Glenn Beck has risen his way up through the ranks by pleasing the man. He's the entire way throughout his career.
I would say, given the situation he's in, I'm pretty impressed that
he's
as libertarian-leaning as he is
so it can't be
on a mainstream show like that.
He's got major advertisers that he's got to please.
That's probably still a good thing. And listen, I know this must be sound strange coming from me, but he's getting people part of the way there.
I think so.
A chunk of people. You know, a lot of people. And so, you know, they're primed for a better message now. So even if his message isn't perfect.
Right. And that Glenn Beck has had the intellectual integrity, and I don't know how much integrity he has, but I don't know the guy, but that he's had enough integrity to change his position on some things over time. That's one of the rules they tell you don't do.
I remember
a talk show host
3 years ago, I remember hearing him talking to a guy who claimed to be a libertarian on the air, and he said to the guy, "You people scare me." And he was talking about libertarians. And
now he's self-identified.
Yeah, basically the whole drug war thing was what seemed to bother him the most. And, he's a good Mormon guy or whatever, and it's tough for him.
Oh, is he Mormon? I didn't know.
He's a Mormon. Yeah, they always say my religion rather than Mormon, but yeah, he's Mormon.
I've listened to maybe 5 minutes of Glenn Beck. I'm really clueless.
So it's from that perspective of somebody who's had to build his show up through the establishment structure to have him change as much as he has changed over the past the past couple of years, bringing people like Penn Jillette on his show and John Stossel and things like that. That's good news. I think it shows that he's moving in the right direction. And anybody that says he's some sort of CIA plan, I think they're full of it.
Yeah, I do.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, you're here. Your thoughts?
Oh, my God.
Oh, we have a caller?
yeah, really. You guys are very long-winded.
Well, I had to explain the point about how the business works and all that, so go ahead.
Yeah, I hate to bring up the other point about Glenn Beck on The View. Barbara Walters said, "You're an investigative reporter." He goes, no, I'm not. I'm a commentator,
mm-hmm.
and it's on YouTube. So it's like, he does not do any investigative reporting. He just comments on, what he feels, which is, a lot of people don't know that. They're thinking he's grabbing the news, he's going to do the research, so on and so forth.
Right.
He's not.
Well, he does. He does look for news in his show. He has a team, and they admittedly go and look for news, and he takes it from a different angle. However,
he's
a commentator.
Right.
He's not responsible in the same way that a journalist is.
Correct. Point two, the health screening by the TSA.
Yes.
I mean, what are they going to have a nurse practitioner there?
No, it's probably just going to be the TSA.
Somebody who would have been on welfare otherwise.
I'll tell you what, I'll bring you back. I know you had a third point, I think. Hang on, more with Steve here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Will Glenn Beck move further toward liberty? I sure hope so. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. Well, maybe. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them to you free. So enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, what we do with the AMP money, we take it in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Because, you know, Glenn Beck, he isn't a liberty-oriented talk show host. He still is. We were just talking about his career and how he's shifted, and he's changed positions, and that's good. He's maybe going in the right direction. But to get a real, pure message of liberty out to the American people, this is the only show that's doing it. And so help get behind us by going to amp.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create your will or a living trust, and even register a trademark. They've got patents over there empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com. I've done it. I made a will over there. It's fast and easy, and you should too.
Okay, Steve is back in South Carolina. Steve, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you, guys. I was talking about the TSA doing health screenings. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a nurse practitioner or a doctor present, then how are you going to diagnose anyone?
Oh, don't worry about it. They can waive the rules. I mean, it's the government, so they'll just give their TSA agents 4 hours of training on
how to
spot.
They don't have any liability.
Right. They'll have a little training course on how to spot somebody that may have the flu, and then they'll
What stage? What stage? Early stage, late stage, what stage of the flu? How are they going to determine whether it's H1N1? And should I walk in with a certificate saying I had the H1N1 flu shot?
Probably a good idea if you've gotten the vaccine. That might save you some hassles.
But you're not going to get it, you're not going to get anything in writing. I mean, do you have to have that? I mean, the
thing
is,
you should always have your papers in order when you travel.
It's my understanding that you can get certificates for that. That there very well may be at some point a kind of a checkpoint set up where people will have to show their certificates in order to get into some sort of governmental situation.
Well, excuse me, but Dale said, you know, the symptoms are very similar to other common things, like somebody with emphysema, a chronic cough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, their face is red, or just normal flu. I mean, you know, how are they going to tell? So if they go to the Atlanta airport, and I have seen these people stand in line trying mm-hmm. to get through the security, and if they're going to do health screening, then, you know what, a lot of people are going to miss the flights. What's going to happen?
Oh, yeah.
And so on and so forth. And another thing is, if they're going to quarantine, you know, I want three meals in a bed.
Oh, you'll get your meals.
And where are they going to put me up? And how are they going to compensate me for, you know, my lost time if I'm doing business travel?
There will be compensation. You're being compensated by helping the country. You're saving the nation.
Your broth and your white bread.
Yeah, exactly. I got chicken broth and some bread. That's wonderful. But the thing is, you know, I missed the business meeting, so on and so forth. I've got the normal flu.
Well, tell your business owners you're being patriotic. They'll understand.
Yeah, sure they will. No, they won't. In private
it's
enterprise,
crazy.
They will not.
It's crazy what they're proposing. Steve, real quick, you got to get to point three.
Okay, but I'm just going to go ahead, and they might just screen for tuberculosis in the South because it's very rampant. I mean, yeah, that's how tuberculosis is. Point three, AMP people.
Yes, sir.
I have gone to the website. I've seen the Platinum AMP. And every time I listen to the commercials, it's like, well, you know what? Let's cut down on the commercials. You know, more amplifiers, and we get more podcasts and more stations to air Free Talk Live, so on and so forth.
Yeah,
I've been listening for 2 years, and I have not seen a change. Every 15 minutes, you guys have commercials. So if
we've got to get to $10,000 before we cut down on the commercials, dude. We've got to pay the bills here, and we've got to get this show marketed appropriately. One of the goals is to reduce. And by the way, we have reduced commercial time. It was a few years ago.
Yeah, we did one layer.
We did have the opportunity to slice back at that point, and so we did. We went from
16 minutes to 15 minutes.
Correct. We cut back, I think, like 14% of our commercial inventory. So that has actually happened.
I'd love to be a platinum amplifier. I really would, and I want to do it. I just want to make sure that we cut down on the commercials because I like hearing you guys talk, and I hate hearing all these commercials.
Well, you know, one of the things we've done, and I understand. You only hear the commercials for AMP on the live stream. The radio stations don't hear those, so they you're hearing them sort of in a separate section. But another thing I've done is recently I've started for the podcasters, this interview series. So Free Talk Live is still making steps to increase the amount of content that its listeners get if they wish to have it. And even if we're not doing the cutting down of commercials today.
Plus, Free Talk Live amplifiers do get the access to the AMP-only podcast, which does not have pre-recorded commercials inserted into it. So as an amplifier...
You know what? Tell you the truth, Ian, I do not want a podcast. I want live. I want to hear you guys when you speak, and I want to hear it live.
Let me tell you, Steve, there's only going to be so much farther we can cut the commercials down from the live show because, well, sometimes we have to pee and eat things and do stuff like that during the break.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I understand. But the point is, at least say there's a goal. We want to get to 10,000, 15,000, whatever.
The goal's right there.
Haven't you already done that?
The goal's there at amp.freetalklive.com, and the goal is 10,000. And it's been slow going recently because the drop in the economy has made it so a lot of people have decided to cut out all their discretionary spending, and that includes in some cases $3 a month for AMP. So recently, it's been kind of hovering. The amount has been kind of hovering around at I think around $4,700, $4,800, which is still good because it's good because we get the show marketed out there. But I can't cut back any commercials until we get certain costs covered, and it's just the way things are, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We've got to move on and talk to – got a couple Dans here. We're going to go to the first Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Dan in New Hampshire, going once?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, Dan, we're short on time, so do
yeah,
be quick.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm going to the front site for the gun and gear and five-day course.
Oh, good. Good. Let us know how that works out.
I'll let you know how that turns out when I come back at the end of the month. And, you know, there's a, you know about the 76 swine flu stuff, right?
Yeah, the vaccine killed more people than the flu did.
Way more people.
Yep. When you get out there to Frontside, Dan, make sure you tell Ignatius that you listen to Free Talk Live and love it.
That's the millionaire patriot.
I will do that, absolutely. And,
cool.
There's another guy out there that's got a business out there that we may be interested in, Dave Champion, in his nontaxpayer.org.
Where is out there anyway? Where are you going for that?
It's Pahrump, Nevada, which is like 40 miles away from Las Vegas.
Oh, that's cool. So you could actually go out, you could get the gun training, and stop off at a bunny ranch.
Well, there you go.
Hey, Dan, thanks for the call, man. We're short on time. I appreciate it. I got to go to another Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Dan, the other name. Okay, we took there. That was him. Let's go to Rich in Massachusetts. Rich, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Rich, you're on the air. What's on your mind? You're on the radio.
Hello?
Rich, you got to be listening to your phone, not the radio.
Hello?
Rich. Is this Rich?
Hi.
Rich, you're on the air.
Yes.
Oh, this is a soundboard. Okay. Well, what's happening, Rich? What do you want to talk about tonight?
No.
What? No what?
Thank you.
You're welcome. How can I help you tonight?
That's normal.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
You know, I need to have an Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard that we can go back and forth on.
Are you cute?
Maybe, some might say. Dale, what do you think?
Are you really good looking?
I am really good looking.
What do you look like?
Well, kind of like Charlie Sheen, but a little younger and a better looking nose.
Do you know what sex is?
Well, I'm pretty familiar.
Where are these from? Who is this?
Right, here's a good question. Are you a fan of anal sex?
Howard
so
Stern.
Much.
I think it's dirty.
It's a Howard Stern soundboard. Am I right about that? That sounded like Howard Stern. Come on, caller. We know what your game is.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Baba Booey. Baba Booey. All right. So 800-259-9231. Newgrounds is a good site to go to find those, by the way. Newgrounds.com. It's a website that is just, it's dedicated to various different Flash things, Flash animation, lots of different animations, games, and things like that. And they have all kinds of soundboards. So
yeah, dialogue all queued up, and then just click it and have it speak.
It's basically a Flash program that shows you several different dialogue options. Yes, no, hello, thank you, goodbye, things like that.
Yeah.
And they pull the clips from movies, or in that case it was Howard Stern. So there's one for Arnold Schwarzenegger. There's one for Miss Cleo, the psychic lady that you saw on TV a few years ago. Yeah, so you make phone calls and you crank people with it. It is good fun. Anyway, we didn't get to our controversial discussion. Maybe we'll hold that off for next week because it'll probably still be controversial at that time. Because I definitely want to have you here for it, Dale.
Well, maybe I'll call in or something.
Yeah, that might work. It has been Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And back tomorrow night, online in the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.